Thank you, Chairperson, for giving me the floor. We align ourselves with the statement delivered by Venezuela on behalf of NAM. As a state party to the CCW and its protocol, South Africa is fully committed to the achievement of objectives and purposes to ban or restrict the use of specific types of weapons that are considered to cause unnecessary or unjustifiable suffering to combatants or to affect civilians indiscriminately. Previous statements by South Africa over the last few years maintain that laws raise international peace and security related questions, which should be scrutinized in the context of conformity to international law, with the aim of identifying concrete measures for dealing with them. These measures should not curb the development or impede progress or access to technology for peaceful uses. In South Africa's view, vital to any option is the notion that international humanitarian law applies to all weapons, including autonomous weapon systems. Thus, any new technology of warfare must meet the requirements for stringent compliance with the fundamental rules of IHL. And these are seen in the consensus in possible guiding principles of last year's GGE. Chairperson, while admittedly there are few exceptions, there is a convergence among states that human control must be retained over weapon systems and the use of force. Legal norms are, after all, addressed to humans, not devices. This implies that all weapons, including those with autonomous function, must remain under the control and supervision of humans and must comply with international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law. Weapons not under human control are unacceptable, and human control should be defined and understood in terms of legal principles. It is proposed that state parties continue the work based on this shared understanding. In this regard, our delegation would like to suggest that possible next steps for the GGE emanate from the opportunities created by the areas of convergence as captured by the guiding principles. In view of these discussions, which have been ongoing for a number of years, operationalization should include agreement on a mandate to start negotiations on a legal instrument on laws. Further intermediate and supporting measures which have been proposed, such as confidence building measures, codes of conduct for scientists and developers, exploring national measures, including weapons reviews, as well as a political declaration, could be entertained insofar as they are conducive to a legally binding instrument. While not prejudicing the outcome of this GGE, our delegation is positive that states parties to the CCW are ready to start negotiations on a legal instrument on laws, and it will be through negotiations that specifics can be resolved. I thank you.